Let's see what's going on with, the latest on trains, because that's very much in the news today. We were talking about trains, weren't we? The Leeds leg of the HS2 rail line has been scrapped. It's part of a package that ministers promise will transform services. Critics say the government has broken its promise. The Shadow Transport Secretary, Labour's Jim McMahon, described the decision as a betrayal of trust. The thing is, what's going on? Should we care about it down here in the south? Well, Dave Richardson is from Thames Valley Rail Future, campaigns for a bigger, better railway in Britain. And hello to you there, Dave.
Yes, good evening.
OK, so mixed messages on this today. Good or bad news for passengers, in your opinion? What's been going on with HS2?
Well, the overall picture, it's bad news for Britain, I feel. It's obviously good news for people who didn't want it in the end of their back gardens. I fully appreciate that. But having a proper high-speed rail line on both sides of the country would have been a very important tool in getting our carbon emissions down, stopping people flying long distances, as they are now from Glasgow and Edinburgh, for example, Newcastle as well. Therefore, it's a shame that it's been cancelled from our point of view. We'd really like to see it. But having said that, down here in Berkshire, we've seen a lot of improvements already. There are more yet to come. But what concerns us at the moment in this area is that we've lost some of the connectivity we had up till the outbreak of the COVID pandemic.
Looking at the rail itself, the HS2, I mean, Thames Valley Rail Future, it's not that far away, really, is it? You know, Buckinghamshire, it goes through HS2 on its way up north. But in general, we're luckier in this part of the world. Do we have better train links, say, than Manchester or Leeds or places in the north?
Yes and no. I think the most successful, the fastest rail lines in the country are those radiating from London. And a lot of those do go from up to the Midlands and north, but some go west as well. We've had high-speed trains from Paddington via Reading and out to Bristol and South Wales since the 1970s. More recently, the route was electrified, so that was a good step forward. But what we're lacking, really, and there's no real answer to this in the short term, is better regional connectivity. So, for example, cross-country trains, which serves Reading and Basingstoke and down to the south coast and up via Oxford to the Midlands and north. Well, they've cut down now from two trains an hour between Reading and Birmingham to just one. And instead of travelling every hour from Reading to Bournemouth, it's now every 2 hours. So this is really a loss of connectivity. There are also no direct trains from Berkshire, from Reading anymore, up to Derby, Sheffield, York, Leeds, that sort of area. So it's a shame that we've lost those. We're told they might come back maybe in December of 2022, possibly, but that's still over a year away. And we're concerned about that in the short term, because when we don't have direct trains, particularly on those leisure routes, and also business routes as well, people are more likely to drive. People are more likely to spend their hard-earned money on very, very expensive petrol. And what about the carbon emissions we're all trying to save?
Dave, thank you very much indeed. Dave Richardson then, Thames Valley Rail Future, and they campaign for a bigger, better railway in Britain.